Chapter 7. We cut the whales up. We had to get the spermaceti from the head. Two men sat in the head to get it. Spermaceti smells very sweet. They filled buckets with it. The hooks holding the whale's head broke. The two men fell in. One man was trapped. The head sank with the man under it. They pulled the other man out of the water. Queequeg jumped in to save the trapped man. He cut a hole in the whale's head with his sword. He pulled the trapped man back onto the ship. We met another ship. It was called the Jungfrau. It was a clean ship. Captain Derek de Deer came to the Pequod. He wanted some oil. Captain Ahab asked, "Did you see the white whale?" "No," said Derek. Ahab gave him some oil. Whales appeared around both ships. Derek went back to his ship. They went after the whales. The Pequod followed. The Pequod killed a whale. It sank to the bottom of the ocean. The Jungfrau didn't catch a whale. It tried to chase the other whales. Ahab wanted the ship to go faster. He said, "We must pitch pole the bottom." The crew greased the bottom of the boat. We sailed to the Malacca Peninsula. Many whales swam there. There were pirates there. We found some whales. We went after the whales. Pirates saw us and started chasing us. We escaped the pirates. There was something wrong with the whales. The Pequod found a whale. Queequeg tried to kill the whale. His harpoon hit the whale. The whale tried to swim away. It dragged Starbuck's boat with it. He had drugged harpoons in the boat. The men threw the harpoons and killed the whale. We stayed in the Malacca Peninsula for a long time. There was a big pod of whales. The female whales and the baby whales came over to the ship. The men touched the whales gently. Whalers didn't kill the mother or baby whales. They knew better. One whale gave birth next to the Pequod. One of the whales went mad. It started to kill the whales in the pod. Flask killed one of the other whales. The Pequod sailed away from the whales. It was too dangerous. We didn't see Moby Dick.